It's an all too common story in the life cycle of an urban neighborhood. Churches built on a grand 19th century scale remain as permanent landmarks, even as the surrounding neighborhoods evolve and change. Old residents move out and are replaced by different communities, and congregations scatter to other locations. The smaller memberships are hard-pressed to keep up with maintenance and utility bills, and developers often covet the land beneath these historic structures. Philadelphia has seen its share of old church buildings neglected and even torn down, but a new collaboration seeks to transform them into community assets. Infill Philadelphia, Sacred Places, Civic Spaces, is a joint project of the Community Design Collaborative and Partners for Sacred Places. It pairs the congregation of a historic church with a design firm and a community organization to repurpose the underutilized buildings in neighborhoods that are in need of civic gathering spaces. Three sites that will serve as models were recently announced. We visited one of them, the Wharton Wesley United Methodist Church in Cobbs Creek. We were joined by Rachel Hildebrandt, Senior Program Manager at Partners for Sacred Places, Heidi Siegel-Levy, Director of Design Services for the Community Design Collaborative, and Reverend David Brown, ordained deacon of the church. He started the conversation by offering a brief history of the congregation.
Wharton Wesley is actually a combined congregation in that it was a congregation that started in West Philadelphia, African-American predominantly, that was outgrowing its space back in the 70s, and Wharton Memorial, which was here at this location, was actually declining in membership. So the solution came to let's see if we can merge and combine history of 175 years as a congregation here in Philadelphia. And over time, the folks who were at Wharton Wesley as the combined congregation, most folks started moving out of the neighborhood and started living other places. So our membership started to dwindle. We still have this huge space. And so we've been always trying to struggle to find ways to have this type of resource to be a better resource for the community.
Now, the church already offers some programs in the community, your food pantry, a boys' book club, and so forth. What do you aim to do beyond that?
Well, I think that a lot of the ideas that we have in terms of our ministry have come from within as opposed to coming from outside. So we have not necessarily engaged our community, and there's so much need that's in the Southwest Philadelphia community. So we think that being able to have more of a community engagement type of strategy will be able to possibly expand the existing programs we have, but also to identify new ones that we may not have considered just based on the needs that exist within the community.
Do you have some ideas what some of those might be, though?
We know that Southwest Philadelphia, there's a lot of young people who are here. There's not a lot of spaces that are as big as the space that we have. So we're really looking forward to it being more of an engagement to have a dialogue. So we really need to find ways to be able to do that.
Heidi, how many applications did you have for this first round?
So we actually put out a request for expressions of interest from congregations as well as from neighborhood organizations, and we received 16 expressions of interest from congregations.
And how did Wharton Wesley rise to the top?
So Wharton Wesley is the most traditional of the three that were selected in terms of its physical characteristics as well as how it's situated in the community, that it is really surrounded by residential, which is traditionally what the churches were. And also it's a congregation that was actually looking to create better relationship with their community.
Prototypical in terms of the trends within the church. So there's a dwindling congregation. It's losing numbers. The majority of the membership don't live in this community anymore. They're attached to the congregation for some reason or another. Usually this is the church they grew up in or their parents got married here. So they're driving in on Sundays and usually only Sundays. They've got a ton of underutilized space, and it's really not easy to visualize what this is going to become.
Rachel, has there been any kind of survey or any estimation of how many churches in Philadelphia might have this potential?
All historic purpose-built religious buildings were surveyed, and those are the kinds of buildings that tend to have this type of space. And we know anecdotally and also through that survey, through that process, that the vast majority have underutilized space that can be better utilized or shared.
Are you talking about hundreds or dozens of churches?
I'm talking about hundreds.
And what's the time frame for the project?
this past week. The design team has made their site visits to the three sites and met with the site partners, and they now will begin doing work for existing conditions of the buildings, and then in the end of July they'll actually be meeting with the community task force for the first time to understand what the needs are of the community and what the program might be, and then they will do their design, which will ultimately be revealed in early December.
Well, Reverend Brown, once the design team does its work and you have this plan, what next?
One thing is that we have these skilled professionals who are going to help us to kind of put some realistic parameters around what our visions might be. And what we hope to be able to do is take this plan, and because it's going to be a community engagement process, then take the next step. What should the next step be? What do we want to be based on this plan? And what kind of money do we need to raise? What kind of resources? Can we raise this barn together? I think that's the key.
At the Wharton Wesley United Methodist Church in the Cobbs Creek neighborhood of Philadelphia, I've been speaking with Reverend David Brown, Rachel Hildebrandt from Partners for Sacred Places, and Heidi Siegel-Levy of the Community Design Collaborative about their project, Infill Philadelphia, Sacred Places, Civic Spaces. This note, the project is funded by the William Penn Foundation, which also supports WHYY.